Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Great.
Yep.
My computer is not working, so iPad.
All right. Appreciate you making the switch. Tough 33-27 loss to Elon on Saturday. Before we look ahead, just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, obviously a difficult loss there. Kind of put ourselves into a hole, and we couldn't climb out until late, and we were kind of ran out of time there at the end. We did the things that, you know, we preached that we can't do. We turned the ball over a couple too many times, and to start the game off, we had one, and that was a difficult one after a nice return. And I think once we settled in, once Ryan settled in, we started to move the ball okay, but we gave up too many explosives, and I think we just kind of took turns, not being clean, whether it was positionally or side of ball and special teams. You know, we did some really nice things on all three phases, and we also played unclean on all three phases. And you can't do that if you're going against, you know, a well-coached team that's prepared off a bye week and ready to come in here and get a W in a CAA championship type game.
First question this morning from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Good morning, Coach. Certainly, if a defeat like this is deflating initially, I guess the what you really tell about a team is whether they develop a woe was me attitude or renewed resolve. Is it too early in the week to tell how your team is going to react to this?
That's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, it's usually somber and, melancholy for about 24 hours. By the time we got back into meetings this morning, we watched the film, we have a team meeting, we watch the film, and then we kind of get over it. We will find out tonight in our practice and tomorrow morning in our practice, what our mindset truly is. I assume it's going to be great, but it is probably too early to tell exactly how good of a week of practice we have. But I know the makeup of this team. I would find it very hard to believe if we weren't, hair on fire tomorrow morning.
Next question, Kevin Chesley. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan, what are some things that maybe you guys did not do well enough? Obviously, you want to cut down on the turnovers, but what are some things that you guys need to improve on X's and O's wise when you go up against a Campbell team, you know, that has thrown the ball well throughout the season?
Yeah, I think, we were in position to make a lot of plays the other day and we did it. And so I think we have to look at that and, how we're, our technique and, maybe our finish on some of those. We also, I do want to, and this is not coach speak, give credit to Elon's quarterback and receivers. Those guys made a 3 or 4 really, really nice throws and catches that were, minuscule, spaces that we really, I thought we did okay covering. It wasn't like we were, there was probably one wide open guy in that secondary throughout the day. It was a lot of really nice plays. And so we need to work on finishing. It's something that obviously is a little bit harder to practice, during the season because it's less contact and we're trying to stay up. And, so maybe that's part of it. Maybe we have to get a few more, reps that are a little bit closer to live. But also I think it's just a matter of, they had it that day and we didn't. I also think that, we need to keep getting more pressure on the quarterback. That'll help make those throws a little bit less easy to make. I think that's something that, obviously we needed to steal a turnover and a possession on defense and we didn't get one. And then those are the same things that we're preaching on offense and on defense, because we all know the premium that we put on possessions.
Ryan O'Connor, as you touched on, back at quarterback for you, I know there were a couple of turnovers, especially the one late, but what did you see from him? Did you feel like he played pretty well?
Well, Ryan, I think it took Ryan a little bit of time to settle in. It's always hard when you come back from an injury, especially his, to be rusty, making sure that, I think early, even when it's not consciously, I think you're trying to be risk averse and contact averse at first when you come back from injuries. I think that's tough sometimes when you're a quarterback and you need to step into throws and stay in pockets. I think, that pass rush was pretty darn good. I don't think it was as good as we made it early in the game. And then once we settled in, I feel like, you know, Ryan started to really, you know, get in a groove and start to make some throws and leave it up to the playmakers out wide. And then again, like I said, we took turns being unclean. I think there were a couple throws late that we really, really made some great ones, and we dropped a couple, which is unlike us. And so I don't know if we were pressing a little bit, trying to make the play, and or just circumstantially, it didn't go our way on Saturday. And we've had a lot of times where this year things have gone our way. We've made those plays when we needed to. And unfortunately we did not. And so I think we could have done a little better job around Ryan as well. And then, you know, the times that he did, you know, make the throw that he needed to make, I think we need to make sure that we made those plays and honestly got those calls, on pass interferences, which were plenty.
So from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Morning. Hey, Ryan. You always want your guys focused on the next opponent and all that, but is this one of those times after a loss where you really want your guys to focus in and not get caught up in the outside noise of, you know, looking at the standings and looking at polls and all that good stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, it's something that as a coach, sometimes you're out of touch with because you're so in it, day to day, you're in that next game. We're only thinking of Campbell. I can't even think of anything else. You know, it's all I've been thinking about since Elon stopped. And so it is sometimes a tricky thing as a coach. You kind of forget that, you know, kids have a little bit more time on their hands. We still got them here a lot of times during the season, but they still have a little bit more time on their hands to kind of look at what being said about on Twitter and all that stuff. And so I think that, you know, it is something that we touch on. Obviously our focus is solely on this next game. It's the only one that matters because it's the next one and because it's extremely important. And so, we're going down on the road, plane ride, first plane ride of the year. You know, we're doing things that we haven't done, and we have to go play a really talented team. So, you know, I hope that there's no problem being focused, Rob.
Thanks.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carter, you touched on an allusion to what you said much of the season, how much value you guys place on each and every possession, including, you know, when you're defending possessions. The field position, it looked like yesterday at times maybe was tilted towards Elon, and they were able to get in field goal range a couple of times. A field goal kicker had a great day. But just wondering how much that weighs on you, how you're looking to kind of turn that tide when it came to field position, especially in kind of kick and punt return coverage and those kinds of things.
Yeah, I don't think we played our best game on special teams, that's for sure. I mean, we didn't give up big ones. There were no touchdowns, there were no blocks, those kinds of things. But I think those yards that we did have two personal fouls on special teams. We've been the least penalized team in the conference. And we did a poor job with our discipline and our effort was not all there, I guess, on special teams. And so obviously it's something we need to fix. I think a couple of those field goals, you're right, probably were aided in yardage by a couple of those kinds of things, whether it was a big kickoff return, punt return, or that. I thought we punted okay. And their kicker did an unbelievable job at making everyone that was necessary to make, I think we did a great job holding them at times. To those field goals, I think we did a pretty darn good job at managing the game as far as having enough time with those possessions and using, you know, taking our chances when we needed to, as far as going for it, not going for it, punting, not punting, and then using timeouts on defense at the right times. And then our defense made those stops and made us look good with it as coaches. And so I think those were great things. I thought we finished well, minus, you know, obviously the big finish. We were first and 10 from the plus 16 with a minute and 40 change to go. And, you know, I like to think we have four downs there. We're probably scoring, but, you know, we only had one. So.
And follow up from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Ryan, what are the chances you'll have Zach Marker available to play quarterback if you need him this week?
I'm hoping, it's those things are all so slow and day to day, we don't really know until, you'll know more tomorrow, and then you'll know even, more the next day and the next day and the next day. And so it's those injuries are tough, and all injuries are tough. But, this time of year, we're kind of running into that with, you know, a lot of our positions, unfortunately. And that, you know, that was part of it last week. You know, we didn't know quarterback for us until about 2 p.m. on Friday. And so, you know, that's not easy to game plan for that. You know, there's three different quarterbacks. That's three different game plans. They're not all the same people. They are very different, as a matter of fact. You know, Ryan and Zach are very different, and then Nick's a true freshman. And so, you know, those are all three game plans that would be different, and we didn't get a chance to kind of do it that way because we didn't know who the guy was going to be until Friday. And so that's unfortunate. I mean, that's football and that's coaching at this time in the season sometimes, and it's just tougher at that position, you know, that you got to kind of cross some things out day before the game that you don't think is going to be good for us. And so hopefully that'll happen a little bit cleaner this week, but I don't see it clearing up for a while probably.
One more before I let you go from Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm sure Coach will make this quick too. I mean, just thinking back to Saturday, you mentioned you have play set up for Marcus, you know, alone. So I feel like just checking in on, do you not know much about Marcus Yarns on a Monday?
I don't. You know, I don't know much about all the injuries we had on Saturday. You know, we've been in these last 3 or 4 weeks, we've gotten hit a little bit. And so, you know, I think we still have enough talent in this room to win. And, you know, that's all our charge is. Whoever's out there, we're going to try to put them in the best position to go out there and be in, you know, successful situations so that they can go make their plays and we can score touchdowns and stop people.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Safe travels to Buies Creek, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Coach.